911, what's your emergency?
Bachelorettes are bleeding all over Broadway.
Big night of TV last night in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
I watched The Predators, which was probably not the big national thing, but at least locally,
yeah,
they started their season.
Won, so their undefeated season is underway.
That's right. thanks to UC Soros, who just saved their bacon time after time.
Yeah, I'm excited about Pred season. Yeah.
The other thing that may be of local interest was the debut of Nashville 911, or is it 911 Nashville?
I think it's 911
Nashville.
I don't think it matters.
So I didn't get a chance to see it. You saw it?
Yeah, I recorded it last night and watched it this morning getting ready. My favorite. It's pretty corny. Like,
well,
really,
all the 911 shows are pretty corny.
Really, really corny.
Okay.
They really played into Bachelorettes.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah. One of the first scenes is girls at a strip club, at like a male strip club.
Okay.
And he turns into being the station chief's son, like bastard son.
Oh, God. That sounds awful.
It
sounds wretched.
You guys. And then right after that scene, it goes into a pedal tavern of bachelorettes.
Oh, no.
And they crash. And pedal tavern falls on them, which is a great excuse to never ride one of those.
I don't know. I kind of like that part.
And this, the
it's
male,
kind of a fantasy.
The male stripper comes out and uses his body oil to save them.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. No.
He's dressed as a fireman because that's his costume as a stripper.
Oh,
and
so
he's dead serious.
Does he blend in with the other firefighters?
They finally come and the women are like, what is that? And he's like, body oil. You guys, it
sounds
is
like
insane.
A comedy skit, but they play it serious.
It's like P. Diddy, the fireman, shows up.
It's awful. And then Kane Brown, he's a country singer. And he's featured in it for a second. And he gets everybody around to help save the day. And it's in the middle of the tornado and all these things, you guys.
Yeah, they filmed a lot of stuff around the pedestrian bridge and Ascend Amphitheater.
Yeah, this one was Ascend Amphitheater. It's... You guys, it's so brutal. I don't know how long I'll be able to watch it.
People are interested just because it happens here.
Yeah, but it kind of plays into why locals don't like Nashville anymore.
The downtown.
Parties. Yeah, just the corniness of it, you know?
I got that out of my system when the TV show Nashville was here.
Right.
And, like, it was fun. We weren't the big It City yet. Mm-hmm. And you say, like, oh, I recognize that intersection. Yeah. I know that place. And now I could care less.
No. And with Nashville, too, it seemed like they kind of went into places that only locals would know. Kind of like the Bluebird Cafe, which is now big. Everybody knows it.
Right.
But, you know, they played into those, like, locals would know places. This is, like, Broadway, 2nd Ave.
Okay.
Just bleh.
I have to admit, I have to complain a little bit because I was on a kind of a television desert island last night. My son and his family went to stay the night somewhere, so they asked me to stop by and let their dog Belle out.
Nice.
So I did that last night. She's a golden retriever, and she really, you know, those are great dogs. They just look like they're smiling all the time. So I thought, okay, I'll spend a few minutes with you so you're by yourself. So I sat down, and the TV was on. They had left it on CBS on Channel 5. And I sat down, and the show that was on was Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage.
Yeah.
I see the commercials during football.
Yeah. And I looked at it and went like, this is supposed to be a comedy. There's no laughter. And I'm looking around for the remote. I'm going like, well, I got to be able to check. Maybe I can watch the Predators game. There's a Cubs game on the other channel. I could watch
anything
that.
Anything else?
Anything else. And I'm looking around. I couldn't find it. And we're going like, and I'm looking at the dog going, why are they making you watch this?
Wow. So 911 Nashville was funny, but it wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that show
that was supposed to be a comedy was not. So there.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So if you like being angry at airlines, here's another reason.
Cool.
Budget Canadian airline WestJet has announced that they are going to start charging customers if they want to recline their seats.
Oh, my God!
You know how your seat can go back half an inch?
Yeah.
They want
to
charge you
extra
for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
For what they call a modern cabin experience. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Yeah. They've been doing that since, I don't know, the world was in black and white.
Oh, my God.
But now, yeah, you want to be $10. I have no idea what it costs, but I think maybe they have seats that don't do that, and you have to pay for seats that will slightly recline.
Even Spirit Airlines has got to go, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Now you're nickel and diamond people.
Jeez, that's crazy.
We make you bring your own chair, but these people, wow. Miracle League, there are people that put together baseball and softball fields for kids that may be in wheelchairs or have other disabilities.
Yeah.
So everybody can be included. They're going to build one in Middle Tennessee. They didn't know where yet, but now they've picked a location. It's going to be Cedar Hill Park, which is in Madison. They're going to take the current softball field and kind of renovate it, and then they're going to put an all-inclusive playground in that same area.
That's
so
great.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah, I actually worked with the Miracle League in Arizona when I was in college, and it was...
They do good work.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, there's a new survey out there that has the safest cities, and Tennessee has three in the top 100.
All right.
Can you guys guess what they are?
I know it's not on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Brentwood, Franklin, and Fairview are the top 100.
Okay.
Mount Juliet, Hendersonville, Gallatin, they're all in there too. And Murfreesboro made the list as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the safer ones are pretty much the ones with all the money.
Exactly.
Yeah, except for Murfreesboro.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Pockets,
yeah. Right?
There's a lot of money there.
A quarter of Murfreesboro, maybe.
Okay. All right. Yep. I'm so looking forward to tomorrow because I will be sleeping in the same bed as my wife for the first time in about 3 weeks.
What?
What did you do?
Yeah, you in the doghouse?
I snore.
Okay.
So I use a CPAP machine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I sleep,
right.
And it keeps me from snoring, and that has, made my wife very happy.
Yes.
But the machine broke a few weeks ago, so it's been a while, waiting for the machine to come and have it, and so that I can stay in the same room. Otherwise, I wake her up. Even though I sleep through my own snoring.
Right. So you're sleeping fine.
Right. But so out of courtesy, I've been sleeping in the other room on the couch.
And they say chivalry is dead.
Yeah,
no.
That's nice.
What a gentleman.
Well, I'm sure she's probably like me, and she'd be waking you up every time she's up to shut you up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's good that I am out there and letting her sleep, but it's also really weird because it's also the same couch that I would sit on to watch TV, or I'll pull my laptop out and do some work on the.
Like, now you just stretch out in it.
Yeah, it's like, oh boy, I better go to bed. Just tilt.
Yeah.
But it'll be good to have the CPAP machine back again. I had to wait a long time. Like, it seems like everybody I know has a CPAP or is getting one.
Yeah, they're very common now.
I know couples that have his and her CPAPs.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
So they both sleep there sounding like Darth Vader.
Laying next to each other with the alien strapped to their face.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, my dad has one.
Really?
He snored really. Yeah, he would keep all this up.
Yeah.
When my dad was alive, I wish he had had one.
Right. Yeah. Right. My dad snored really bad, too, and that was before they invented those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember going on, family trips, and we'd be meeting in, another city for somebody's wedding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And where all of us would leave the hotel room where my dad was snoring and go sleeping with our cousins and aunts and uncles because can we come into your room?
Yeah.
Go sleep at the playground of the hotel.
Yeah, that's the only time it's nice to be half deaf in an ear
because
I can just lay on my good side and put a pillow over my deaf ear.
That's right. So that's the way to be grateful.
Yeah.
I can't hear in one ear, but I'm in an attitude of gratitude sometimes.
I sleep on my side for the most part, so I don't snore that much, but occasionally I will, And, the nudging days are over. Yeah, Melissa, my girlfriend, with a closed fist. It's you're snoring!
Right to the face.
You're snoring!
Pow!
We're all just reveling in the joy that was Nashville 911, its debut last night on Channel 2, and how good it made our city look.
Just checking it out now, on streaming, and I'm laughing for all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Here's an amazing soundbite.
911, what's your emergency?
Bachelorettes are bleeding all over Broadway.
How can you be from Nashville and not laugh at that?
Oh, gosh. They kind of play into all of the things stereotypes. Locals don't like. Yeah. And it's just like, no, we're so much more than bachelorettes on Broadway.
Yeah, and pedal taverns and, you know. Yeah.
Who do we have on the line?
We have Vicky on the line, and she texted in some funny stuff to our text
Vicky.
Line.
What was some of your highlights from 911 Nashville?
It was like watching, like back in the 80s, just a bad movie, with the tornado, and it was just like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the fireman's gear was like it clean, and I mean, it was so hard to watch. It was an hour I'll never, ever get back.
So I'm assuming you will not be tuning in on a regular basis.
Like Gina, I'm kind of like, it's like a train wreck.
You almost kind of have to turn your head and look.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it was almost like comedy. It wasn't a drama. It was just like, you're sitting there and you're laughing and you're like, really? Is this really what people are going to watch and think Nashville is like?
Yep.
And it's so not that.
No. And it was so predictable, to your point. Everything that they had, the tornado coming, there's a kite scene that is just absurd. The things that they are showing, you're just sitting there like, this is so, it's just dumb.
I have another clip.
Oh, no.
Okay. Vicky, I hate to make you relive past trauma from last night, but this is where the Bachelorette pedal tavern has fallen over and has pretty much ripped some lady's leg off.
Yes, as they do.
Yes, and the firefighters show up on scene with helpful advice, and they meet the stripper dressed as a firefighter.
Lock her down. Start giving first aid.
Who the hell is that? That's Captain Smoke Show.
I'm not a firefighter. I'm a dancer.
Okay, Vicky, what did you think about their accents?
Oh, my God.
The accents were horrible. I heard the word y'all more than I did.
Oh, yeah.
And I say it a lot.
They must have felt like it told them to overdo it because we got a show 100%. That it's Nashville and it's not L.A. or some other city.
Right.
Yeah. So they probably, they just leaned into it.
We brought in VHS tapes of Hee Haw. We're going to make you watch those for hours before you do the show.
Listen to this. This is because this is the same clip we just played, but it's part we kind of missed because it was in the middle. This is where I think Chris O'Donnell plays a firefighter who arrives on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to his advice to all the other firefighters.
Lock her down. Start giving first aid.
We needed the chief to come and say, hey, everybody, start giving first aid.
Because they would have just stood there and not know what to do.
How would they know?
Yeah.
How would they know what to do?
You guys.
So he's the chief of the fire department?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris O'Donnell is.
All right.
And he's one
and
with
I
a bad
love
accent.
Him. I can't believe. I mean, after seeing him in like NCIS and some of the other stuff he's done, it was hard.
It's just embarrassing.
So this is worse than the other bad shows he's done. Thanks, Vicky. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gender Wars. We have Allison and Ryan in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now this is a rematch. You guys have been married for about a year. So how's that going?
Going good. We're still married.
Still married. That's all we can ask for.
Yeah. Now, unbeknownst to you guys, some of your friends and family have helped put the questions together for your game today. Okay, so they're kind of personalized.
All right. Remember, you have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know an answer.
We start with you, Allison. The Kansas Jayhawks, that's Ryan's favorite team. Have they won the NCAA basketball championship 3, 4, or 5 times?
I'm going to go with 5.
No.
Oh, no.
Three in it.
It's 4. If we got to the third answer, you would have got it.
All right, here you go, Ryan. Lady Gaga, RuPaul, or Madonna, who is the godmother of Elton John's 2 sons?
Oh, gosh. no idea. I'm just going to guess Madonna.
Madonna. No.
Lady Gaga.
Everybody knows that, Ryan.
No.
Allison, what do they call the little L-shaped wrench that you use to put together furniture?
An Allen wrench?
An Allen wrench. Look at you. Good job. You got one?
Okay, here you go, Ryan. What color are the wine glasses on Love Island?
I tell my TV every night, I feel like I should know this. Aren't they gold?
That's what I thought too, but they're white, and I watch it all the time too.
Really?
Yeah, it's Love is Blind. That's gold. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So Allison's got a 1-0 lead. She could seal a victory if she gets this one right.
All right. Allison, in an NHL hockey game, how long do you have to sit in the penalty box if you get into a fight?
I'm just going to use my screw, I guess. I have no idea.
Okay.
Your chance to tie it up there, Ryan.
That'd be 2 minutes.
That'd be wrong.
Oh, no.
It's 5 minutes.
Well, that's
five.
A major.
It's five yes. For fighting.
And Allison, good use of the screw.
You are the winner.
Congratulations. You both won another year of happy marriage.
Yes, you have.
Nice job. Thanks to both of you for playing. It's Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Time for us to get personal. We call it Get Real, where we have to answer questions, sometimes awkward, sometimes very personal questions that tell us a little bit more than the surface area of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we never know what the questions are. We don't see them until we just got ours a couple of minutes ago. Woody, why don't you answer yours?
Okay. My question is the one we teased you with yesterday. What's the longest you've gone without washing your bed sheets?
Oh, man.
All right, let me look back.
You were a bachelor for a while?
A while.
You get married right
I got away? Married. I got married, and then I got divorced in 2015.
So you haven't changed them since 2015?
No. Well, my girlfriend Melissa moved in with me in 2022. So let's go 7 years.
They're a whole different color than when you first bought them.
That's right.
I believe they had to be burned.
They were donated to science.
And, you know, I put them on right from the package because I figure, you know, they wash them at the factory, don't
sure.
they?
Sure.
Yeah. You just put them on the bed.
Yeah.
So my question was, what do you believe is the biggest misconception about you?
Ooh.
And I don't know, because then it assumes I know what people think about me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think people sometimes think I'm a goody two-shoes because I go to church and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we always refer to you as the youth pastor of the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not goody two-shoes all the time. You guys kind of know that, but maybe other people don't know that.
Other people,
I screw up and I'm a jerk just as much as anybody else.
I wouldn't say you're a jerk. That's one thing.
No.
I wouldn't say you're a jerk.
You know what?
But
I think things that make me a jerk, and then I maybe don't act on them.
Yeah, you have a slight darker side, but you just don't show it very much.
Yeah, okay, I just keep it to myself.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now I'm waiting for this one.
This is the one. Gina just drew this at random.
Mine is imitate your partner's laugh. You guys love when I imitate Landon. He doesn't have a big laugh.
Signature laugh.
Yeah, but he does this like weird chuckle thing. So, you know, when people kind of do their polite laugh and it's like,
right.
Yeah,
right.
He kind of does that and he's like, like it does. It's not. He's not a loud person. It's
so
frustrating.
It's like a quiet, breathy laugh.
It is, yes. And then when he's laughing really hard, it's like silent. So he's like, It's so frustrating.
That was great.
It's so frustrating. Like, no sounds come out of this man except for farts. That's it.
That is awesome.
And you said he got up early, so he's probably listening.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, he's probably listening right
excellent.
Now.
Excellent.
He's driving to work.
Yeah, he's going to try to go right back to bed now.
Landon's rude awakening.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Everything old is new again.
Mm.
So the Rubik's Cube, which never really went away, but had its moment, is now trying to have another moment. They're changing it up. If you're willing to pay $300 for a new Rubik's Cube,
what?
Each of the little squares, instead of being a little plastic sticker with a color on it, is a tiny screen.
Mm.
So the Rubik's Cube is now electronic.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
It can go from showing colors to other images and allows you to play other games.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I remember having one of those, and then somebody showed me that you could take it apart.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, put it to look, I did it. It only took me 20 minutes and a pair of pliers.
I'm so impressed with people that can do it. I know kids.
Oh, some people can do it in seconds.
They can do it, yeah, in 20, 30 seconds. Yeah. And that 20, 30 seconds is all I gave it. Yeah. I just tossed it aside.
Yeah. Right.
I'm playing with a Hot Wheel car.
Yeah, I don't have attention span for that.
No, not at all, me either.
If you're looking for some pre-Halloween fun, Centerville, Tennessee, which is just south of Dixon, it's the home of Minnie Pearl. They're doing kinds of scary stuff. They started this last year where they have the entire town decorated with dressed-up skeletons.
Ooh.
It's kind of fun on park benches and stuff like that. They have a Halloween tour tomorrow night, and then they have a parade coming up. So if you're looking for a little family fun, Centerville.
Yeah.
Spooky town.
That's cool. I like that they all do it together.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Channing Tatum is coming out with a new movie called Roof Man, and it's based on a true story.
That starts this weekend.
Today,
I think.
Yeah. Gets released today. And it's about this guy who is a former Army vet, but he robbed 45 McDonald's restaurants by cutting holes in the roof, which is where he got the Roofman name.
Okay.
And he went to prison, escaped prison, and then he hid out in Toys R Us's. And then, like, lived a double life. Like, it's crazy. So it's kind of a movie I actually want to see because the story is just wild.
Yeah.
But it's true. So
those are, like, places a little kid would want to run away to.
Yeah, yeah. McDonald's and Toys R Us.
McDonald's and the toy store.
Yeah.
Not with you, Mom and Dad.
And I guess he was, like, really kind to workers and stuff that would show up. So it's a weird story.
That is, yeah, but that's interesting. It's the Woody and Jim Show from our Eurozone Studios. Got that Friday thing going on. Yay!
So we got news about snacks and other horrible things we shove down our throats.
Mm-hmm. Nutrition.
Yeah. Lay's potato chips is changing the way they're making their chips. They are no longer going to use artificial flavors or artificial colors, and they're going to phase them out by the end of the year.
That's great.
So be a little more natural. But now let's go to the totally unnatural things.
Okay.
So I have a story about M&Ms. They're creating a new type of candy. The big craze right now is those freeze-dried candies. Have you guys seen that?
I haven't seen those, but I've heard about them. What, they're like crispy?
Yeah, they put them in like a deep freezer, which takes all the moisture out.
Okay.
So they become kind of crunchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Almost like a Whopper, I would assume. You know how that kind of is
Like the crunchy consistency.
Chalky almost.
The candy Whopper, not the burger.
Yes.
Right.
So M&M's is hopping on that craze. They're going to be the first national brand to turn their chocolate candies into a crunchy, airy, crispy treat. They're going to be caramel filled. And the person who wrote about this and tried it said that it was actually really good. And once you got to kind of the caramel part, the moisture kind of came back in.
Okay.
So
the moisture that creates from your own mouth.
I guess so.
So it's kind of it's like gravy train for dogs. It makes its own gravy in your mouth.
A little bit. And you can get them on TikTok shop right now.
Okay.
So that's kind of fun.
Well, I've thrown candy in the freezer and it's kind of good. It's kind of fun that
frozen
way.
Frozen Rolos is what I grew up on.
Yeah. That ain't bad at all. No. Yeah.
Now there's brand new steak nuggets. From Arby's.
Steak nuggets?
They're saying basically things aren't easy to eat in a car like steak, so we've made them into nuggets. Little bite-sized, juicy steak pieces.
Are they breaded?
They are not
like,
breaded.
Like chicken nuggets?
It's like mom cut up your steak for you.
Oh, okay. So if you're like one of those spoiled children who couldn't cut your own steak, this is like mom cut it up for you and put it in a bag.
Exactly.
Okay.
They say they are tender, juicy, hand-cut, bite-sized pieces of steak seasoned with garlic and pepper for a bold, smoky flavor. No fork necessary.
It looks like some kind of, snossages or some sort of snack you'd give your dog. it's bacon strips. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Who says Halloween can't be a little heartwarming?
Mm-hmm.
There's a resident of Portland, Tennessee, and she's using her Halloween yard display to raise money for St. Jude. She's always decorated her yard for the kids, but the last couple years she wanted to do something a little different. So her display is called Skeletons for St. Jude, and it's part of the Skeletons for Hope, which is a nationwide effort to raise $1 million for St. Jude.
Oh, nice.
Their goal this year for just them is to raise $2,000, and they're halfway there. So they're almost there.
Oh, very cool. All
right.
But the display is so cool. You can see pictures online. They have many scenes from like a bone bar to skeletons rocking out in a band. There's even a dog skeleton pooping out pumpkins.
Pooping pumpkins.
Pooping pumpkins.
I love it.
It's amazing. So if you're in the Portland area, you can stop by Bloomsbury Drive in Portland and check it out and hopefully donate.
Very cool. We also have the story up on the Woody and Jim Show and Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so you can see pictures there. That's very cool. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. We have tickets for tomorrow night's Preds game.
We do, yeah. If you head to Totally Hits 93.3 FM on Facebook, we have a post there. Like it, share it, and tag your game day buddy in the comments, and you could win the tickets.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Preds take on Utah tomorrow night.
Yep. The Utah Mammoth.
Yeah. What are we doing this weekend, y'all?
We just got invited to a pop-up like wedding and gender reveal, I guess, on Sunday. So
that's a lot.
They're gonna
That's everything.
Reveal what the gender of the bride and groom are?
Is that the deal? Well, I was like, I don't think we can go to that because I have another baby shower at 2 o'clock. And I was like, wait, I guess this is a wedding. So they're Landon's friends. So we're going to go there after church and then go to the other baby shower.
My husband's friends.
Yeah.
I have to go to that.
Yeah.
I have a wedding I have to go to this weekend. My girlfriend's son, TJ, is getting married.
Nice.
So there will be no gender reveal there, I think. Okay. I don't know.
You don't know.
You never know. Could be a surprise. Yeah.
Something up their sleeves.
Yes.
Boy, I feel really like I've been cheated out of an experience. I have no gender reveals, no weddings, no showers.
You have
nothing
to go to, no place to put uncomfortable clothes on and go to.
I will be enjoyably going nowhere.
Nice.